Quick question from Kathy Bateman came in this afternoon via email, chris@thenakedscientist.com. She says she actually listens in Austin in Texas and says, how long does something need to be in contact with the floor to pick up germs? Around here, people talk about a five-second rule for food that's fallen on the ground. The idea is that if the food item has been on the ground for less than 2 seconds or 5 seconds, it's not had enough time to pick up any germs and therefore it's OK to eat. Let's poll the panel here. Dave, would you pick up and eat something off the floor if it's been there for fewer than 5 seconds?
I'm not sure that 5 seconds is important. It rather depends on the floor. If it's a fairly clean floor, then I...
Hannah, your view?
I think I'm a bit of a grot bag. Mine's the 30-second rule.
Well, you go for as long as 30 seconds. Well, the answer is Paul Dawson is a researcher at Clemson University. He has a very nice paper on this in the Journal of Applied Microbiology. In fact, he recruited his own students to do the experiment. They tested things like salmonella being placed on a surface and looked at how long the salmonella may remain viable after a surface is contaminated. The answer is for 4 weeks. So basically, if there's contamination on a surface, it remains viable for a long time. So if you drop something on it, you could pick something up. Then they did the experiment with food items being dropped onto a surface and removed within a certain threshold length of time. The answer was that 99% of the bacteria that got transferred at any time all transferred instantaneously. So there is no 5 second, 2 second, 30 second rule, even for grot bags like you, Hannah, as you call yourself. The answer is that instantaneous contact will transfer microorganisms, and if there are pathogens there which can survive for a long time, they will end up on the food. And depending upon how pathogenic they are and whether or not you then re-sterilise the food, perhaps with temperature, for instance, then you could get something from it. So if in doubt, throw it out, I think is the bottom line. We've heard from Malcolm in Lowestoft, man after your own heart, Hannah, who says, food on the floor. My rule is if I drop food on the floor, unless the food is... the floor is really grotty. It certainly is after your own heart, Hannah. Unless the floor is really grotty, I tend to eat it in the interests of my antibodies and my immune system. So he's educating his immune system. He's obviously a man who subscribes to the hygiene hypothesis with that one.